Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
Praise the Lord. I'm back home. I say I am back home. It wasn't easy living, but thank God we led for a good deed, the work of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Barry, for bringing me back home, my father's home. And thank you, Audrey, for backing it up. If you didn't give permission, maybe you won't get it. Pastor PK, right. God bless you. Very good. And for the old church, I pray that the word of God that I'm going to bring to you today will be a blessing in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father and our God, we just want to give you praise. Well, thank you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I yield myself unto you today that the word, O God, that will come forth will be a word of comfort. It will be a word of encouragement. It will be a word, O God, that will lift up every soul. And Father, Lord, at the end of today's service, your name and only your name shall be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we do pray. Praise the Lord. So this morning, I will try and speak like a white man. So if I turn my tongue, it's just because of the audience. So just listen to me. I will talk like a white man. Praise the Lord. I know I'm not as jovial as Pastor Barry, but I will try to be one. You know, everywhere I go to, I tell people, he's my pastor. I say, your pastor? Yes, he's my pastor. He's still my pastor because I learned a lot from him. And I pray God will continue to bless and keep you in Jesus' name. I was asking myself, should I preach again? The worship has done most of the work that I wanted to do. And I'm not going to preach forever. I'll try. My word of encouragement to us today is be strong and be courageous. Tell somebody beside you, be strong and be courageous. Praise the Lord. In scriptures, we see the word be strong and be courageous. And I've come to learn that the word be strong and be courageous is a command, is a directive, is not a suggestion. It's a command, it's a directive, not a suggestion. And where we first saw this one was to Joshua, where Moses was encouraging him. And we will see from Deuteronomy 31, verse 1 to 3, quickly, why Joshua needed the word of encouragement. Moses died. But even before then, Joshua was a person who had seen Moses. He has seen how Moses was used of the Lord. And he said, I cannot be in this position because Moses was very great in his own time. But seeing the leadership of Moses, it called for fear. Joshua witnessed even the enemies in the wilderness. The chariots of the Egyptians and the Amalekites, that were weighing war before them. I don't think I can lead even the Israelites. If it's just the enemy, you say, oh, that one is okay. But the problem was with the people. The people of Israel, they rebelled against Moses. And this is the assignment that Joshua has to take on. I said, no. Moses, as a leader, perceived that Joshua was fearful. And he saw, and he comes with a word of encouragement. Joshua was afraid to face the enormous assignment before him. And so in Deuteronomy 31, verse 1 to 3 says, then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over the Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy the nations before you, and you shall dispose them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. Moses saw the promise from afar. Unfortunately, he did not enter because of the people. He had the unbroken promise of God to possess the land. And he knew he was not going to possess the land, and so he encouraged Joshua. And in verse 4 to 5 of the same Deuteronomy 31, and the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Gog, the kings of the Amorites and their land. And he destroyed them, and the Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. There was an experience of what God did in the past. And he was telling Joshua, the Lord is going to do the same on to the kings that will come across your way, even in this journey of taking the Israelites even to the promised land. The kings of Sihon, the kings of the Amorites, God destroyed. There's a victory that was promised. And there's a victory that is fulfilled. There are promises of God in your life. And I know God is going to fulfill those promises if you believe in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord said in his promise, the Lord will give them over to you. I said, the Lord will give them over to you. The Lord will give them over to you. All the promises of the Lord concerning your life, the word of encouragement is, the Lord will give them over to you. There may be a delay. There may be enemies on your way. But the promises of God, the Bible says, they are yea and they are amen. The Lord will give them unto you. And now it turned to verse 6. It said, be strong and of good courage. Josh, my son is Joshua. Pastor Barry said, we had an agreement. You are going to vote go for this assignment, but Josh is not going to go with you. I said, okay, no problem. So, each time we say Joshua, I say, Dad, call me Josh. So, if I call Joshua here Josh, remember, it comes from my son. He said, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear. Not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes before you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. I pray the Lord will not leave you. He will not forsake you in the name of Jesus. Be strong and of good courage. Encouragement is to be strong and not be afraid. The promise is sure. And what is that promise? The promise of God says, it will never leave you nor forsake you. Even though the enemy may surround you. You know that song? Even though the enemy is around you, the Lord God Almighty is before you and all around you. He is a good God. And now he turned to Josh in verse 23. Then inaugurated Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, "Be strong and of good courage, for ye shall bring children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with them." That is the confidence that we have, that God said he will be with us. Even though we walk through the shadow of death, our God is there for us. He will be with us. I don't know the assignment that God has given unto you, like Joshua, who was to lead the people of Israel to the promised land. The Lord says he will be with them. Your assignment may be so enormous, so great, that you just imagine how it's going to come to pass. Just have it at the back of your mind and with the confidence and say, "I know my God is before me, is behind me, is beside me, is all around me. I know the assignment is going to be fulfilled in the person of God." Do not be afraid. When God said Joshua was going to take the Israelites even unto the promised land, in those days, there were no armories, there were no vehicles, there were no rockets. So, they estimated about 2 to 3 million people walking into the promised land. There was no aeroplane, no bomber, is it B-2 bomber? Nothing like that. And I can imagine the fear that was in the life of Joshua. And Moses said, "Be strong and be courageous." Brethren, many a times your pastor may tell you, "Be strong and be courageous." Sometimes it doesn't enter. That was the situation of Joshua. After Moses had told him, "Be strong, be courageous," many times, he was still afraid. It took God himself to have a conversation with Joshua. And so let's look at God's command in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to you, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given them unto you, as Moses have said." As I've said to Moses. My understanding of this is that even with the encouragement from pastors, the encouragement from your friends, the counseling from other people, you still need God to command, to remind you the promises that he has shown unto you. Brethren, you need a conversation with God to receive instructions and directions. And Joshua, I believe, listen. You need to listen and put into action what you have been instructed. Despite the promises of God concerning your life, there will be obstacles. There will be mountains, there will be valleys. We talk about the mountain, we sang about the valley today. So Christianity is not the kind of butter and tea. Christianity is about challenges, it's about difficulties. But the good thing is this: God has won the battle for you. the victory is assured. And so, God was telling Joshua, you need to cross the Jordan, and it's not easy to cross the Jordan. You need to cross the river, and I know Josh must have remembered the Red Sea. Oh, am I going to face another river to cross? Yes. There are rivers in your life that you will cross. And most of those rivers, you didn't ask for them. They just come, but you have to cross them. And so there are four things I will tell us about God's command. Be what? Be strong and be courageous. The first one is the promised land. Israelites were promised a habitation, inheritance, a land. They were chosen people of God, and God promised to be their father forever. The question is, what is it that God has promised you? It's a personal question that you have to answer by yourself. To the Israelites, the Lord has promised them a land that they didn't even work for. A land that the Lord has provided for them. The promised land. And we can find that one in Joshua chapter 1 verse 4 to 6. It says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river and the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses. Brethren, always remember the testimony of God in your life. When the Lord has done this in your life in the temple, he's going to do it again. He will do it again and again. He will do it again and again. He will heal the broken heart. He will set the captives free. My Lord Jesus. He will do it again and again. My Lord Jesus. He will do it again and again. God that parted the Red Sea. Our pastor was making reference unto Psalm 103. He said, remember the good things of the Lord. He said, as I walked with Moses, I shall be with you. I made Pharaoh a nonentity. I divided the Red Sea. Always remember the testimony of the Lord. If the Lord God Almighty can be with Moses, I know God can be with me. He has never left me. He has never forsaken me. And so this is my confidence. I can go before the Lord God Almighty. I can withstand the situation of life. I can withstand the challenges of life. And I can say of my God, is faithful. God is faithful. The extent of your victory is dependent on the strength and courage you have in the Lord. Brethren, human strength will fail, but God's strength will prevail. Don't depend on your own strength. Don't depend on your ability. Don't depend on your wisdom. Depend on God. He says he will be with us. Always make reference to the faithfulness of God. He has done it before. He will do it again. God is always faithful. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Your confidence and courage are in God, who has not changed and not in human strength or wisdom. Yeah, don't mind me. This is my first time of preaching here. So people know me for my song. So if I sing as many songs, don't worry. He has promised he will never fail. I will hold on him. I will hold on him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. He has promised, he will never fail. I will hold on him, I will hold on him. He has promised, he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore.
Hallelujah. 2nd, God's command is the proclamation of the law. The first one was the promised land, the proclamation of the law to Joshua. And so the proclamation of the Lord is the declaration of the word of God, and obedience to his directives. Follow the law. Do not be persuaded by the people to do otherwise. When I say follow the law is the word of God. Many say, oh, we are not under the law. I know we are not under the law. But the word of God has commandments. The word of God has directives. The word of God is life. So we need to follow it. And God was telling Josh, verse 7-8, see the word again. Only be strong and very courageous. The first one was only be strong and what? Be good. And be, But this one is now emphasis. Very courageous. That you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right and to the left, that ye may prosper where you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. Tell somebody beside you, follow the law of God. Follow the way of God. Follow the word of God. If you're going to have good success, Joshua, then this law of the law will not depart from your mouth. Jesus Christ said, the word that I speak unto you, life and spirit. Your strength and your courage require for you to be focused on what God has commanded. Your victory is in the law of God when you obey it. Many of us read the word of God. We study the word of God. We meditate on the word of God. But we don't act on the word of God. But when you obey the word of God, that's when you are going to have good success. And that's when the Lord is going to prosper you. There is prosperity in the obedience to the word of God. Brethren, do not follow the murmuring and complaining voice of the people. God was saying, Joshua, follow my step, follow my dictate, follow my directive. Don't follow the murmuring of the people. Don't follow the complaint of the people, because that was what made Moses not to enter into the promised land. And so, if you're going to be a successful person, just watch out for what I have commanded. And I pray none of our members will make us to follow outside of the word of God in Jesus' name. God's promises are fulfilled when you stick to his instructions. Prosperity is in the observance of the commandment of God. I know the time is fast spent. I still have some time. 3, the protection of the Lord. At this point, it's like if Joshua was not convinced. And so God said, Joshua, remember, be strong and be courageous. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, you know, when you walk with God, God knows who you are. This time around, God was not saying, be courageous. What did he say? Have I not commanded you? You know, as a child, when our parents tell us something, and we do another thing, you know what they do? And I know they won't allow us to do it in Canada, so okay. At home, they will draw this one. I have commanded you, don't do this again. Praise the Lord. And I can imagine God was saying, Joshua, I've told you this, I see you are still afraid. And then maybe God, I didn't say God did this, but maybe God was just stretching the air. I have commanded you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Lord of God is with us. My brethren, don't be afraid. I remember Brother Mark had a teaching some years back, and we asked him to come and repeat it in Grace and Glory on the word fear. Fear is the instrument of the devil. And you and the devil, you are not mates, you are not friends. So when fear comes, let your response be faith and strength over fear, and courage over intimidation. In this life, many things will intimidate you. Discouragement is the limiter of progress. When you are discouraged, you are limiting your progress. You know, when you are discouraged, you don't want to continue. And then you remain on the same. But when courage comes, you move forward. Discouragement is the limiter of progress. Faith overcomes fear and discouragement. But confidence in God is built when God shows up. And when he says, I am present in your life. His presence and protection become our strength and our courage. Be strong. Be of good courage. Withstand the situation of life. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Lastly, the possession of the land. I say you will possess your land. You will possess the promises of God in your life. The promise, the proclamation of the law, and the protection that is guaranteed. But this time around, those are things that God said he would do. This time around, this is what you need to do in relationship with God. And the Lord of the Lord says, these are the things that you need to do. And they are very easy. Depend and rely on God for strength and courage, not your abilities. Just rest. Have you seen a baby like that baby? She's just resting in the arm of the mother. Rests in the arm of the Lord. I'm not discounting the problems you are facing. I'm not discounting the challenges that you are going through. Irrespective of those things, what do? Rest in the Lord. Depend on him. Secondly, you need to obey God and trust in his guidance. Is a requirement in God's kingdom to be effective. Trust in God's promises and presence in the face of challenges and difficulties. You may be going through financial difficulties. Yes, it's normal, but God will see you through in the name of Jesus. You may be living in a terrible situation. You may have been praying and praying for how many years, and I see things are not happening. My encouragement is, still continue to pray. You may be wondering, Lord, I serve you with all my strength, with everything that I have, but my children are walking away from the faith. Don't worry. Keep on praying. They will come back. I said they will come back. And you may be looking for employment that there's nothing. Or maybe you have been laid off. I remember the testimony of Tara. She was laid off many years ago, but she was called back. As many of you that have been laid off or you don't have a job, the promise of God is this: He is with you. There shall be a return. He will give you greater things in the mighty name of Jesus. Are there families that have deteriorating relationships? But take heart. Those relationships, God Almighty is going to amend. And lastly, are you having challenges with your health? Thank God for the prophecies. Thank God for the prayers. Be strong and be courageous. I was in that situation also. Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer. It was a terrible situation. And the church of God must move on. But for the word of the Lord, I was encouraged. You know, cancer is a process. They'll say, the doctor just said, we suspect. You know, when they said they suspect, my heart was beating. I said, what? I have served you all the days of my life. Why me? God said, why are you saying why me? Why not you? But our Paul says, things happen to us so that we can be a comfort to others. And so when they were suspecting this cancer, they said, we have to do another test. And they did it. They said, yes, you had it. Aha. And I have to tell my children, be strong and be courageous. And by God's grace, I went through the surgery on the 23rd of December. And I still came to church on the 31st, on a crossover night. And I was carrying all the gadgets that they gave to me, but they were hidden under the dress. But this is 6 months after. I am cancer free. There is nothing that God cannot do. Be strong and be of good courage. He is with you. He never leave you. He never forsake you. The situation might be for many years, irrespective, the Lord is going to show up for you. And you have a testimony.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.